Okay, so if you'd like to introduce yourself and tell me about you and what you do now.
My name is Sean McGann. I'm 28 and I own McGann Boxing and Fitness as a personal trainer and boxing coach. So I work with young people, adults, women, people with special needs, just anyone who wants to get fitter and learn to box.
Okay, and how did you get into fitness and boxing, and how did the YMCA play a part in that?
I was 14 at the time, and I was at school. I was getting in a bit of trouble. I was fighting with other schools, and my dad always said you should go to boxing because I was quite sporty. Then a couple of my friends did actually go to boxing, and I went down to the gym with them. Went to my first session and loved it. Got hooked straight away. But then, unfortunately, the gym closed down. It was getting turned into flats, so had a couple of months where we didn't have anywhere to go or they couldn't box. And then the YMCA sort of allowed us to have put a boxing gym with a youth club into the Lofthouse building. So from going from nothing at all, we had four classes a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So I was focusing just on my training. And then on a Friday and Saturday night, we pretty much were going out and boxing around the country. It gave me discipline to stop fighting. It's sort of like I was too tired to actually go out after training, so I just went training, home, sleep, back to school. When I started competing, I took it a bit more seriously, and then started, other kids were coming through the classes, so I was sort of helping out coaching, sort of passing on what I'd learned from my fights onto them. And then from there, I started like being a sort of assistant coach. I got my coaching badge through YMCA. Got through the certificates through YMCA. So they allowed me to do my first aid course here, and that I needed that. So if anything was to happen with the kids in the classes, I'd know what to do straight away. Then I got my level one assistant boxing coaching badge. From there, I was passing on all the information that I knew onto the younger kids, hopefully getting them off the streets as well, and just if they were in the same path that I was going through, that hopefully they'd see me as a bit of a role model and try and do what I did, and then just have a drive to box and do good. When I was competing, YMCA, as I was volunteering, helping the classes, they gave me a gold membership for the gyms. So I'd train sometimes at the boxing gym, and then I'd go over to any of the YMCA facilities and I'd do my strength training or swimming or any of the classes that I wanted to there. So that made me a better boxer, which also motivated me to do better in what I was doing. A few years later, one of my last fights, I got an injury on my nose. I had a blood clot in my septum, so I couldn't box for a while, and then I had to do something with it, with the sport, because I loved it so much. So I became a PT and got a level two England boxing coach certificate. So it's allowed me to learn more on boxing. I'm doing it full time now, and I'm working with YMCA alongside them, doing my private sessions inside the boxing gym here. And also just trying to build up and get as many kids and off the streets and as many adults sort of healthy and fit as I can. YMCA has massively helped me do that. Otherwise, I don't know where I'd be without. If I didn't box, I'd probably be in an office or doing something I hate. Whereas now I wake up every day, I'm happy and helping other people go through the same thing that I have.
Okay, so thank you for your time, Sean, and for sharing your YMCA experience.